I have a simple theory. If you're not with the girl that you love, love the girl that you're with.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
So we've got Edward Buchert coming up with either Plastic Sushi or Tears of the Gods. You never know what he's going to do.
Maybe that's why I like you so much. You don't tempt easy.
Can't feel like a walking into a lion, damn right now. Can't feel like Daniel.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God, we call him.
The only way, Jim. Get the ratings up as if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Free song.
Harmony's layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
I have sinned against you.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, we'll have a little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods. You've been selected by the gods, she told me. Okay, babe, let's make it then.
Some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Close and slip into something tight.
Don't dig the fire from your eyes. Must make them feel the heat. They build castles underground for the rich politically. Keep all the home fires burning.
all your guns. Find your mask and as best as you can, get ready to run. Keep all the food lines moving. Don't come crying for more. The signs were there, you should have bought connections before.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts freeform community and sometimes even educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in case you haven't already noticed it, my radio programs are like a box of chocolates. To paraphrase Forrest Gump, yes, you never know what you're going to get until you bite into and experience it. Although, you can be sure no matter what I end up doing, there's going to be audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music. And well, tonight, our theme is called An Even Wider New Wave. It's a sequel to our August 17th Tears of the Gods show. It was called A Wide New Wave. And so this music is basically all new wave music, but it goes beyond the kind of just the new wave music from the 1980s, and it includes bands that continued after that to be inspired and create music in that kind of genre. And once again, we're going to be featuring the Japanese band Polysix, who actually formed in 1997, and who, according to their founder and primary songwriter, Hiroyuki Hayashi, they were significantly inspired by Devo, who... You know, Tears of the Gods, we've always got features for you. So besides a featured artist in Polysix, we've also got a featured ambient artist for you this evening. And that's Devo. And we're going to be hearing during the breaks selections from their Easy Listening album, which was a typical Devo genius concept. In 1981 and 1984, they had this Devo fan club. And if you signed up for it, they sent you two cassettes with Muzak-style versions of their songs. And eventually they ended up releasing that on CD. And, well, that's what you're hearing behind me right now. Yes, this is my favorite Devo song, Girl You Want. Of course, the Easy Listening version, the studio version is my real... Well, I'll take any covers of it because it's an incredibly cool song, yes. So, in addition to all of that, our audio clips from Who Knows Where tonight are going to include excerpts from... a classic album DVD. It describes the production behind U2's The Joshua Tree. And in particular, it has one of my big musical idols, Brian Eno, that genius extraordinaire. And he was co-producer of that Joshua Tree album. And then we're also going to be hearing some bits from a couple of crazy people. One of them is the young earth creationist and founder of the Creation Museum, Ken Ham, who believes essentially that the earth was created about 10,000 years ago, along with everything that exists, like the universe, and that the Bible is literally true. And he's always fun to go and mix in. And then we're also going to hear clips from the Pink Panther movie with Peter Sellers and clips from the movie Deliverance. One of WMFO's most controversial DJs ever, Billy Bob Neck. He's in the mix tonight, as well as Malcolm X and Charles Manson. And in the intro set, we heard that kind of sleazeball preacher Jimmy Swaggart declaring that he had sinned, and by doing that in front of his congregation, well, he redeemed himself, and they kept on giving him more money, yes. Well, we started off the show with Polysix, that Japanese new wave-loving band that's our featured artist, and New Wave Hotline was the name of that song, and then a real new wave song from Men at Work, one of the progenitors of that genre, and that was Underground. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another set of mostly new wave music, but we're also going to hear something that matches our theme quite nicely from that certified guitar player, Chet Atkins. And we're going to finish off with something that's not exactly new wave, but sure is rocking. But it all starts now with Polysix and Electric Surfing Go-Go here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage on WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everything. for the semester.
I see.
Well, I hope you don't flunk.
Well, there's always summer school, you know.
have any special advice for the young people who drive?
Take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine.
Don't call me no disc jockey, because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? It's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? Will it safe to dance?
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you were late and my wife left before you got here. I can tell you're a really experienced babysitter.
That contradicts the idea that our oceans are billions of years old?
Well, it certainly is. You know, I often have people ask me questions like, what about all the dating methods that supposedly show the Earth is billions of years old? Well, I usually respond by saying, but what about the 90% of the methods that contradict the idea that the Earth is billions of years old? You see, most people don't realize that the majority of dating methods pose serious problems for those who accept the secular dates. Consider the seafloor. According to secular scientists, the seafloor is supposed to be 3 billion years old. Now, scientists observe sediment being deposited on the ocean floor. And through various means of accounting for sediment coming in and being removed, they've been able to measure the net amount of sediment deposited. Now, using this amount and extrapolating backwards, there's only enough sediment to account for 12 million years. And that's assuming there was no sediment to start with. But Noah's flood would have added lots of sediment. In fact, this means the ocean floor could be much younger, as young as 6,000 years, just as the Bible indicates.
We have a free booklet that we'd like to send to you that shows that our Earth is not millions of years old. In fact, this question of the age of the Earth even ties into the gospel message. Discover how when you read our free booklet, Evidence for a Young World. Call 1-800-950-9507.
Good boy. Look at that
started thinking about it at the end of the Unforgettable Fire tour, which would have been about 85, so it was right straddling the middle of the 80s. I think for us at that time, we felt very disconnected with what was happening musically. I mean, it was the time of synthesizer pop, and I think, you know, new wave, as the Americans referred to it, hadn't really hit in America, but I think maybe A Flock of Seagulls were around, so there'd been a little bit of experimentation sonically.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here and only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is a follow-up to an August theme called A Wide New Wave. Yes, this one's called An Even Wider New Wave. And what we're doing is mixing up a bunch of new wave music from the 1980s. And we are including some other songs in the mix from that are not exactly new wave, but that match the theme, according to my sense of judgment on that. And in particular, we've got as a featured artist the Japanese band Polysix, who are continuing these days to write and perform music in that new wave style. And their favorite band, as far as an influence goes, is Devo. And Devo is our featured ambient artist this evening. And we're having selections from Devo's Easy Listening album for my break music. And backing me up right now is their cool cover version of their own song, That's Good, performed in a kind of Muzak style. So we began the set you just heard with Polysix and Electric Surfin' Go-Go from their Polysix or Die album. And then The Cars with My Best Friend's Girl from their eponymously named debut album. And then Eurythmics followed that with Here Comes the Rain Again. And Men Without Hats, truly their biggest hit ever. I call them a one-hit wonder, except they kind of revived and they had a little bit more success. They're continuing to tour these days, sort of. But that was their biggest hit, Safety Dance, which is apparently about pogoing, that kind of dancing that new wave, well, and punk people did back in clubs, with just jumping up and down like a pogo. And apparently that would get them into trouble with the bouncers. And that's why that whole Safety Dance song is a kind of protest song against bouncers who wouldn't let people dance without kicking them out. And we followed that with Chet Atkins, that certified guitar player and one of the sonic architects of the Nashville sound. That was his instrumental, Blue Ocean Echo. And then we heard another real new wave band, A Flock of Seagulls and Telecommunication. And then we finished things off with The Cult. Not a new wave band at all, but a hard rockin' band. And I love songs with guitar riffs that start off on one side of the stereo spectrum with a little bit of room echo going, just like that. And mixed in to all of that, we had a couple of repeated clips of Jimmy Swaggart, the so-called Christian evangelist. And that was from his now infamous I Have Sinned speech, where he essentially admitted to having sex with prostitutes and claimed that, well, admitting that he had sinned in front of the Lord and asking God's forgiveness, and hopefully at the time that allowing him to reclaim his place in his organization and to still get money from people. And he ended up getting defrocked. And then he kind of got back into his organization, and then he sinned again with another prostitute. And, well, he's just a nutcase, but so many people believe him, and he's got them conned, and not a nice person in my book. And Let's see. And then we also heard the young Earth creationist, Ken Ham, another person not to particularly pay attention to, but, you know, when I make these sound collages, I throw in lots of different views, and they don't necessarily represent my own views or those of WMFO or the Tufts Board of Trustees, but that's what a sound collage is all about, bringing in a lot of different viewpoints and mixing them up and letting the listener decide what to believe in the whole experience of things. So, we're going to begin the next set with something that is that's called a kind of answer song, that there's a kind of tradition of musicians coming up with a song and then other people following, not doing a new version of it, but kind of extending the story. And in this case, David Bowie had his original Space Oddity song, Major Tom. And in 1983, the German musician Peter Schilling came up with his answer song to David Bowie's Space Oddity, Major Tom. And it's a new wave song. And that's what we're going to be starting off the set with. We're also going to be hearing from the Pet Shop Boys and their very cool cover version of U2's Where the Streets Have No Name. And also Gary Numan, our featured artist's Poly Six. My favorite Depeche Mode song. Yeah, that's coming up in the mix. And then we're going to finish with a real rockin' new wave song. And it all starts now with Peter Schilling, Major Tom, here on WMFO in Medford.
Sure, control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1 something? A kiss is worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?
We believe that most fossils in the ground were formed during the flood of Noah's day just a few thousand years ago. But is there any evidence that fossils can form very quickly? You know, my favourite fossil is a miner's hat. It's rock hard. You see, the hat was found in a mine in Australia after being there for more than 50 years, where it had been covered with water. Now, over that time, the minerals in the water turned the soft hat into a hard hat of stone. This is called calcification. And today you can actually see this petrified hat in a museum in Tasmania. I jokingly tell children at our seminars that this fossil is frightening. I tell them, I know it won't scare you, but it's frightening to an evolutionist. You see, it shows that creation scientists are correct when they say that fossils and rocks don't take thousands or millions of years to form. You know, there are many other examples to show us that the real event of Noah's flood formed most of the fossil record about 4,500 years ago, not by slow processes over millions of years.
Got this sense that this band was capable of making a real marriage between the two things I was talking about, between something that was self-consciously spiritual to the point of being uncool. And I thought uncool was a very important idea then, because people were being very, very cool. And coolness is a certain kind of detachment from yourself, a certain defensiveness, actually, and not exposing something, because it's too easy to be shot down if you're exposed. And of course, everybody was in the process of shooting you two down. Critically, they were not favoured, though, because they had a big public following. Critically, they were thought to be rather, you know, heart on their sleeves.
Our music, looking back on it now in the 80s, I can see that it was so out of step with everything around. It was mad. It was like a kind of ecstatic music, kind of gauche and uncool, but just with but a kind of highness to it, this kind of highness that I think works so well live. Now, of course, when you're selling that many records, and you hear me say it was out of step with the time, you kind of want to go, you want to slap me around the face. But it was going into it. And something which is a staple on the radio now, like With or Without You, got to understand that's a very odd sounding song. It just sounds normal because you've heard it so many times. But it kind of whispers its way into the world. And this odd guitar part that's played on the Edge's Infinite Guitar, it was an unusual sounding record.
Kind of feel like walking into a lion's den right now. Kind of feel like Daniel.
I want to reach out.
gay used to mean happy or excited. Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Oh my goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now. Reach out, touch faith.